West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. And with the potential for slick roads and possibly power outages in our area today, there have been a number of postponements, delays, and cancellations. We've posted those to the NewsTalk1330.com website and the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. If you would like to add your school, church, business, or activity to that list, mail it to news at newstalk1330.com or call Linda at the Parkwood Studios in Carrollton, 770-834-5477. Tallapoosa police are investigating an early morning robbery Monday at a local convenience store that resulted in an estimated $150,000 worth of damage and stolen property. Tallapoosa Police Captain Gene Brown says 911 was notified of the break-in at the Tallapoosa Food Mart Valero Gas at 111 West Atlanta Street between 5:30 and 6 o'clock Monday morning. Brown says whoever entered the business had cut the power off and entered through the adjoining building, which is the former Rebel Crossing, now vacant, and tore the wall down to gain access into the convenience store. He said the suspects caused damage to the business's entertainment machines and retrieved money from inside. They stole cash from the register, vapes, cigarettes, and other miscellaneous consumable goods. Brown believes the business did have an operating security system, but he says it seems that when the intruders cut the power to the business, this delayed the notification to 911. It wasn't until the power was restored during the investigation that the security system's 911 notification was sent out. Brown says the owners of the business have been operating there for only 2 months. He says investigators are reviewing security cameras of nearby businesses in hopes of identifying potential suspects. And a Carrollton woman who in the 1970s paved the way for many more female school board members in the Carrollton City Schools District will be remembered during a memorial service this coming Saturday. Helen Fayhead Lewis passed away Wednesday, January 10th at the age of 89. Former Carrollton City Schools Superintendent Tom Upchurch said Mrs. Lewis was a force on the board for 22 years, 1979 till 2001.
She was on the board that hired me as school superintendent, and she was a wonderful school board member and was very active in the State School Boards Association for several years and became active on the national scene. She was a wonderful mediator on the board and had terrific ideas about how is that going to make teaching and learning better in Carrollton.
And Lewis and her friend operated the Antique House on Dixie Street from 1994 to 2017, and she was a founding member of the Trinity Baptist Church in Carrollton. She leaves behind her husband of 68 years, Dr. John T. Lewis III, and several other family members. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.